friends, hello colleagues, hello listeners. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. I'm so excited. Today's episode, it's volume 4, episode 13. It's titled The Critical Thinking Deficit in Today's Business World and How to Solve It. That's right. There is a deficit. There's a problem. There's a crisis with critical thinking. Now, not sure if you believe that or agree with that, but I work with a lot of people. And I would say over the last 15, 20 years, especially the last 10 years, critical thinking skills have almost been almost non-existent. And it's so important in business. And I think part of that is around use of Google, the internet, and now we've got AI. AI will do everything. Hey, guilty as charged. I use AI in a lot of stuff, but I use it as a tool. I don't use it as a crutch, okay? So I think that's really the big difference. So today, specifically, what we're talking about is the lack of critical thinking skills in today's workforce and how this deficiency can limit your organization's success. Hey, but before we jump in, you know I like statistics. Let's talk about some stats. A study conducted by the National Association of Colleges and Employers found that over 80% of employers say critical thinking is a top skill set that they look for in new employees or new hires. Yet, shockingly, a report by the Wall Street Journal recently reveals that less than 40% of college graduates are proficient in critical thinking. Wow. Now, that's amazing. And I was really surprised to hear that statistic. So this disparity between what businesses need and what employees can deliver is growing. It's one of the reasons many companies are struggling to innovate, solve problems effectively, and maintain a competitive edge in this marketplace. Hey, things are changing quick. Again, all the technology is changing so fast. You have to have people on your staff that can think critically. Now, again, I've been involved with some projects, and you know, some of the team members, they're just like, they don't know. They don't know how to do, like, how do we do this? How do we start? And it is just an epidemic. So I'm going to say this. One, if you could be a problem solver, have someone that has some critical thinking skills, you're always going to have a job. The second thing is, if you're a business owner or a leadership group, you got to start looking at that with your team. Hey, but there's a solution, right? I guess you figured I have that. So we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. So, but why should this matter to you? So, because critical thinking is more than just a buzzword, it's a skill that can make or break your business. And today I want to explore it. So that's why it's really essential. And more importantly, how can you foster critical thinking within your organization? All right, let's start with this. Why is critical thinking so critical? All right, basic premise. Let's get to the heart of it. Why is critical thinking so important in today's business environment? So first of all, critical thinking, it drives innovation. In a world where markets are constantly shifting and customer demands evolve daily, businesses need to innovate or risk falling behind. Innovation requires looking at problems from new angles, challenging the status quo. Hey, I love that. That's my favorite. And finding creative solutions. But if your team doesn't have strong critical thinking skills, they're likely to default to the same old, the same old methods and ideas. And that's not going to cut it in today's fast-paced environment. I hope you agree, or I think you agree. All right, so what's the next thing? Critical thinking is essential for problem solving. And I mentioned that before. Every business encounters problems, whether it's operational bottlenecks, market disruptions, internal team conflicts, new product launches. A workforce that can analyze a situation, weigh different options, and come up with the most effective solution is a game changer. And that's what we all want for our employees and our teams. And lastly, critical thinking improves adaptability. In an era of constant change, whether it's new technology, regulations, or hey, look, even the recent pandemic from a few years ago, businesses must adapt quickly. A critical thinking team doesn't just react to change, they anticipate it and prepare for it. So here's the challenge. A lot of businesses think they're fostering critical thinking, but they're not really doing enough. According to the 2023 Gallup survey, that's, my state of the workplace survey, that I love, and you've heard me quote this many times, only 29% of employees feel they have regular opportunities to use critical thinking skills at work. Now, that's a huge opportunity missed, especially by businesses. So let's address the critical thinking gap. How do you begin closing that critical thinking gap in your organization? Well, I got the solution. It's Platinum Business Academy. Now, and just so you know, this podcast is sponsored by Platinum Training Technologies. Now, our online learning platform is both for companies and individuals. It's called the Platinum Business Academy. So Platinum Training Technologies is the company. The Platinum Business Academy is actually our platform. It's our online LMS, our learning management system. So we developed a range of courses and resources specifically designed to help teams and leaders and enhance really all their business skills and critical thinking skills and capabilities. We're talking over 3,000 courses, hundreds of learning tracks, and 50 business certifications. And it's all available 24/7, covering everything from leadership to development, customer service, sales management, problem solving, decision-making strategies, change management, meeting facilitation, and on and on. I mean, there's a ton of them. And guess what? It's for one low price. Now, again, obviously, a company pays a different rate than an individual, but look, it's cheap. I'm telling you, for the cost of for what you get, it's very value-packed. And there's going to be some contact information below, and I'll talk about that in a minute. So, for example, we have several courses that can help with this topic. One is called Strategic Thinking, imagine that, Critical Thinking and Common Sense, and Innovating in Outside-the-Box Thinking. So how can we help? Now, let's talk a little bit more about Platinum Business Academy. Now, if you want some more information on that, you could either go to platinumtrainingtechnologies.com or go directly to our Platinum Business Academy site. It's platinumbusinessacademy.com, and there's some information on there. Because one of the things we realize, too, as you're getting older, if you're 45 plus and you feel stuck in your career, maybe you got laid off or want a new direction, companies, they're more interested in business skills and business certifications, or what we call upskill and reskill. Not necessarily college degrees. Look, if you're 55, 60, you want to go after a master's, yeah, go for it. I applaud you. If your company's paid for it, go for it. But here's the thing. You're going to incur debt, and that's going to be a lot of time. When you could just simply log on to our platform, you know, take you about 3 to 6 months, you'll get a bunch of certifications, and you're ready to go. You're ready to actually upskill and look at a different direction, and employers are looking at that, okay? So we also recognize that every business has unique needs. That's why the Platinum Business Academy offers custom learning tracks that are designed specifically for your organization. So now I'm really talking about to companies. Now, and individuals, look, go to the website, sign up. It's easy. You can start today. All right? But for companies, it's a little more involved because, one, we want to do a little deeper dive. We kind of want to really understand your organization, your learning gaps, and what do you need for training. So we can put together learning custom learning tracks. They're designed specifically for your organization, all the learning gaps, whether you're focusing on building better leaders, team collaboration, or improving problem solving, we can help with that. Okay. So we have, again, over 3,000 courses in our library, and our library is updated and refreshed all the time. Okay. So that's the Platinum Business. That's called Online Learning Management, or LMS, you've probably heard. And another way we can help is what the DISC personality assessments. Now, I'm a certified Maxwell DISC personality consultant. And look, that's the secret weapon for critical thinking, secret weapon. I like that. So what we can do is we can offer the Maxwell DISC personality assessments, which can be an incredibly valuable tool for enhancing critical thinking with your team. Why? Because understanding how different personality types approach problems or think or interact improves the team dynamics and helps individuals leverage their unique strengths. These assessments are especially useful for improving communication and collaboration. Wow, wouldn't you love to have that in your organization? These are key components of effective critical thinking. These assessments allow teams to work together more effectively, challenge assumptions, and approach problems from multiple perspectives. For example, we often find teams made up of individuals with diverse DISC profiles tend to excel in problem solving and innovation. Why? Because each personality type approaches situations differently. And when combined, they create a more comprehensive view to the problem. So the real world impact of critical thinking. I want to pause here and emphasize something important. Critical thinking isn't just an abstract concept. It has real world consequences for your business and your organization. Consider this statistic. According to a report by Deloitte, they're a big consulting and training firm, organizations with employees who engage in high-level critical thinking are 3 times more likely to outperform their competitors. That's the kind of competitive advantages you can't afford to overlook, right? And remember the 2023 Gallup survey I mentioned earlier. Businesses that actively develop critical thinking among their employees saw a 12% in productivity and a 15% boost in overall engagement. These are tangible benefits that have a direct impact on your bottom line, and it serves your customers better. You have happier employees. Now, remember the engagement survey. You know, raw numbers, 80% of your team members are either disengaged or actively disengaged, all right? So this can help with that. Here's some final thoughts. So there's really the big takeaway is this. Critical thinking is not optional. It's essential for growth of your company, innovation, and adaptability to your business. The lack of these skills is a growing issue, but it's one that can be addressed through intentional training, development, coaching, and our Maxwell DISC personality assessments. Okay, we're committed to helping you and your teams develop critical thinking skills necessary to thrive in today's environment. So from leadership development programs to DISC assessments and custom learning tracks, we've got the tools and the expertise and the passion. I hope you could tell we're excited about this to help your business succeed. All right? So if you're ready to close that critical thinking gap at your organization or personally, reach out to us. Just go to PlatinumTrainingTechnologies.com and explore how you can take that next step. All right, that's all I got. This was kind of a shorter episode, but it was something that kind of popped up and had a quick idea. I'm going to do a podcast because I've been doing, you know, kind of my series, How Business Should Be. But, you know, I'm taking a pause from that. Something that really came up just really kind of hit me hard. I thought, you know, I'm going to do a podcast on that. And actually, I did a blog post on some of my sites, and it was very well received. It had a lot of good comments on. So I thought, well, let me just go ahead and do a podcast, okay? This is Volume 4, Episode 13, The Critical Thinking Deficit in Today's Business World and How to Solve It. So again, we're here to help you, so give us a call. And if we don't hear from you, we can't help you, all right? So until next time, hey, stay sharp and keep thinking critically, all right? All right, we'll see you next time. Bye.